Hey everybody, this is Alex Hall. This is a quick tip about how to fast forward and rewind during a say all in OS 10. And I never knew this was possible. I'd seen the commands there for, well, years, I guess. I'd never really played with them though. And then I saw a forum topic this morning on AppleVis, and I went to investigate, and I discovered that it's definitely possible. I'll show you how to set that up, and then exactly how the commands work. First of all, go into your VoiceOver utility with VOF8.
VoiceOver utility window.
And then Command 8 to get to your commanders.
Commanders.
And then VO right.
Not keyboard tab 3 of 4.
And I don't recommend you use a trackpad commander for this. The keys have to be held down, and if you only press them once, they will actually start moving by word and then interrupt your reading. And as far as I know, a trackpad commander is only going to let you issue the command once, and then you'll have to do it again. You won't be able to hold it down and have it continue. So I don't suggest the trackpad commander, but again, I haven't tested it yet, so I could be wrong. But I'm going to go with the keyboard command.
Press selected keyboard tab 3 of 4.
So I just did a VO space on that, and now we'll go to the right.
Quick nav tab 4 of 4. Checked. Enable keyboard commander. Checkbox.
And of course, if you're going to do this, you want whatever commander you're using to be checked.
Use colon. Both option keys. Use colon. Pop-up button.
And that's also a standard option for the keyboard commander. Means that if I hold down either option key and then press the key assigned, it'll do it. You could also set this to left or right only, so if you use your option key for, maybe you use, I don't know, option P a ton, you could switch so that maybe your right option key was the commander, then your left option key was left alone, so you can hit your option P, type the pi symbol. So up to you, I use both, but by default this should be set to, I think, left. Either way, just go into this pop-up menu and choose whichever option you want. Completely up to you. Continuing on to the right with VO right arrow.
Keyboard commander table.
You've got your table of all the keyboard commands, and I've got a bunch in here, but I don't have fast forward or rewind. I just took them out so that I could show you how to do this. Continue to the right one more time.
Add button.
And there's your add button. Hit
add
that.
New command.
Hit that with a VO space.
Press add button.
And VoiceOver doesn't say it.
Command menu keyboard key blank.
But if you go to the right and then left, or the left and then the right, you will find that you are in a blank edit field. This is where you'll hit the key that you want to assign to the command. So I'll hit K. And I've got key echo off, so you didn't hear anything.
Keyboard key, K.
There we go.
Kilo.
I just did again left and right, and I do indeed have my K. Now if I VO right one time.
Command menu button.
I'm on the command menu. And open this.
K. Menu.
There we go, with a VO space. And the option that we want
general submenu
is in the general. So I open that, and I'm just going to start typing fast.
Fast forward.
There it is. I only had to type FA, and it was right there. So enter.
Fast forward menu button.
There we are. While we're in here, let's add the other one. So I'll stop interacting once.
Stop interacting with keyboard commander table row 12 of 12.
And then I will go to the right again.
Add button.
Same thing we just did.
Add. Edit text. Blank. Press add.
This time I want to hit J because I want to go backward. J and K just kind of make sense to me. You can do comma and period or F and R, whatever you want to do. It really doesn't matter what keys you use here. But I want J.
Keyboard key. J. Command menu button.
And again.
Menu. General. Submenu.
Into the general.
General. Submenu.
This time I want rewind, so I'll start typing.
Rewind.
And enter.
Rewind menu button.
That's everything. I can now quit my VO utility with Command Q.
Audacity.
And I'm back in my Audacity now. I'm going to go into Text Edit.
Text Edit. Text Edit. Untitled 2.0.
Okay. I'm going to go to the top. And this is just a draft article I've been working on. I'm going to hit VOA, and that's the VoiceOver Read All command. I'm going to let it read for a second, and then I'm going to pause it. And then I'm going to show you how these commands work. So VOA.
Three-number interaction colon. Yes, interaction is central to VoiceOver, but that is not a bad thing. In fact, in many ways, it makes user...
So you get the idea. Going to the top again.
Number.
Now this time I'm going to hit VOA, and a minute in, I'm going to hit option J. I'm going to press and hold it. I'm going to tell you when I'm doing that, but I'm not sure you'll be able to hear me that well over VoiceOver. But we'll give it a try, see how it goes. So VOA.
Three-number interaction colon. Yes, interaction is central to VoiceOver, but that is not a bad thing. In fact, in many ways,
now,
it makes user
J,
interfaces make a lot more sense, and is often a wait window. I think that I not. three number interaction colon. Yes, interaction is central to voiceover, but that is not a bad thing. In fact, in many ways, it makes you window. I think I, in fact, in many ways, it makes user interfaces.
And I hit control. So as you can see, I'm able to actually rewind, and it seems to just move back really quickly, word by word. And I can then, if I, you know, miss a few words or something, or if I have to go back for whatever reason, I don't have to stop and move my cursor around and hit VOA again. I just press and hold VOJ until I go back a bit, and then I release it, and as soon as I release those keys, it starts reading again. There's nothing else I have to do. Same deal with forward, so
number.
If I start reading again from the top.
Three number interaction colon, yes, interaction is central
K.
to voiceover in fact, in many ways, it makes user interfaces make a lot more sense, and is often a way to more quickly in actuality, that works exactly the same on the Mac as it does in Windows.
And control. As you can see again, option K does the exact same thing in the opposite direction. It goes forward. So if you're reading something and you just, oh, I know this part, or I don't really care about this bit, you just option K, hold it down, and you're past it. And again, I only use J and K because they make sense to me. You know, J, K, fast forward, rewind. Well, that's in backwards, but whatever, you get the idea. You can use any keys that you want to. I do want to show you one other thing, though. Please be sure when you use this to hold them down. If you press and release them, you will actually stop reading and only move by word. So if I command arrow,
number,
not command up arrow to get to the top, and I VOA.
Three number interaction colon. Yes, interaction is central to voiceover, but that is not a thing.
All I did was hit option J. I didn't hold it, I just pressed it. And if I keep doing that.
Bad. A. Not. Is. That. But.
Option K. Just pressing, not pressing and holding.
But. That. Is. Not. A. Bad. Thing.
It only moves by word. And as you saw, it stopped my say all as well. So when you set this up, just be sure that when you actually use it, unless you want to move back by word and then VOA again, press and hold whatever command you set up. And that's why I said a minute ago that trackpad commander is probably not going to work all that well, because you can't press and hold that. You can only press it once and then press it again and again. May not work as well, but I haven't tested it, so I could be wrong. I hope this was of some value, and if you have any questions or any trouble setting it up, don't forget we do have a complete guide to voiceover commanders on applevis.com, which will be linked to in the show notes. And if you have specific questions, you can either reach me on Twitter at VOTips, that's VO as in voiceover, tips, all one word, or go ahead and leave a comment on this page, and I will try to answer your question.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.